Kenny Hodge Podcast. Let's do it.
Ignorance, I'm down for stopping this. But the right thing is your consciousness. I'm a poet, my words will heal you. I'm not a phony, I really feel you. That's why I walk and talk to my nation, wherever they are in any situation. They usually ask for an autograph, and I'll whip out the pen and just write blast. Master, KRSONEBDP, peace and unity. But do not...
Good morning, and hold on to your seatbelts. Because the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast is about to be cleared for liftoff. This morning we're going to talk about, on May 13th, there was a USPS, they delivered a mandatory stand-up talk, proof of concept, temperature tests to be conducted in two postal districts. And let me say, I give much respect to Kelly Dickey, who reminds me that there is good information on the mail handler headquarters webpage, and to my podcast audience, that's exactly where I'm reading from right now. So it appears that the post office is now taking the pandemic a little more seriously. And according to the Postal Service, while the acceptance, processing, and delivery of the nation's mail and packages has continued through the Corona disease 2019, a pandemic, the Postal Service is preparing for the possibility of establishing some new work procedures while the pandemic persists. This includes evaluating potential new processes and procedures to continue protecting your health and safety and that of our customers as well. Proof of concept tests will begin this month in Northern Virginia and in Oklahoma City and will run for 2 weeks. The Northern Virginia proof of concept test will begin May 18th at the Merrifield PNDC, the Falls Church Carrier Annex, and the Fairfield Main Post Office. I'm sorry, the Fairfax Main Post Office. The Oklahoma City proof of concept will begin May 25th at the Oklahoma City PNDC. Having your temperature taken as part of these proof of concept tests will be voluntary. Data from the proof of concept test will be used to evaluate the temperature taking system and to determine the feasibility of expanding the use of these employee temperature taking procedures to other postal facilities. To protect employees' privacy, no health data will be collected or maintained during the proof of concept test. If an employee has a temperature of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or higher during the proof of concept test, that name or organization person will be informed about the temperature reading in private and will be sent home for their own and others' safety. If an employee is sent home, they will be provided either existing employee paid sick leave, EPSL, under the Family First Coronavirus Response Act, or administrative leave. Now, I'm going to let that marinate just for a moment. But one of the first questions I would be very concerned with is, how much time are you going to provide me with? In other words, if you take my temperature and it's at 100.5 and you ask me to leave for others and my own safety, is that 1 week? Is that 2 weeks? Or is that until I'm cleared by a medical doctor to return to work? How long are you going to compensate me at 100%? That would be a question of concern. And when I read the reading from the mail handler headquarters page, interesting terminology came into play, and that's with the POC. Proof of concept. Now, I don't know how many people are familiar with that terminology, but I went to Wikipedia just to give you a definition of what a proof of concept is. So hopefully for those who may not have been familiar with what a proof of concept is, once you understand what it is, then maybe when you go back and read the stand-up talk for May 13th, it may have a different impact on you. Proof of concept is a realization of a certain method or idea in order to demonstrate its feasibility, or a demonstration in principle with the aim of verifying that some concept or theory has practical potential. A proof of concept is usually small and may or may not be complete. So I want you to understand that when you hear about the temperature taking, proof of concept, temperature taking in the post office, understand what a proof of concept is, and then you can read and maybe get a different feeling for what it is the post office is actually doing. Now that we understand a working definition of what a proof of concept actually entails, I would be forced to ask the question, what concept will the post office be attempting to verify? Are we trying to ascertain that if you have a temperature of over 104, that you are directly related to coronavirus symptoms and therefore you're being sent home? Or are you trying to ascertain the accuracy and readings of the equipment that's being used to take multiple temperatures? What is the end game? But it needs to be explained, what concept are we trying to validate here? If the concept of, if you have a high temperature, then we're trying to show a direct relationship between high temperature and COVID-19, then let everyone know what it is that we're being, what they're being tested for. That's all. Just simple disclosure. It keeps everybody aware of everything that's going on. And I say that kind of apprehensively, because if you've been in the post office for any amount of time, you know that the post office, they'll do some shit, man. And you know they will. They'll do some shit and think they only have to tell the unions half the shit that they actually have planned for you. And then when the shit goes bad, we're standing here looking at our unions like, hey, what happened? Well, they didn't get all the information to start with. So all I'm saying is, with respect to this testing, and it sounds like an excellent proactive step, but let's understand all the steps in this process so that if a mail handler has a temperature over what is accepted by the proof of concept test and is sitting home, let's make sure that that mail handler is 100% compensated for all the time that he's home, because never lose sight of the fact that they went home at the direction of the Postal Service. You know, I'm going to end this podcast on a real positive and uplifting note. I want to say belated congratulations to a young man that I know from Facebook. He is now the current president of a branch out in Kansas City, Missouri, National Postal Mail Handlers
Union. I see you, brother.
His posts are strong.
Right out of
Kansas City, he appears to be one of those up-and-coming branch presidents that's going to make a difference
in the
mail handler union scene. I'm talking about none other than the big dog, Rodney Washington. Rodney Washington out in Kansas City, new branch president, and I don't know, just from communicating with him on Facebook, I want to say, Kansas City, you're going to be all right. Yeah. You're going to be all right. Hey, nothing but love and respect to you, my brother. Hey, fight the fight.